Welcome to the Inside the Huddle podcast, where we talk about sports in and outside the Warrior Nation. Gotta just turn my mic up. Welcome to the Inside the Huddle podcast, where we talk about sports inside and outside WEDM. The Warrior Nation.
Welcome back to another edition of the Inside the Huddle podcast. I am Justin Hoke, and
I'm Isaiah Hoffman.
And today we are joined by a very special guest. Introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Kevin Sasser, and I run varsity for boys cross country.
Varsity boys cross country. So, tell us a little bit about cross country, you know, the sport in general.
So, basically, we have a race every weekend that's about 3 miles long, and I mean, it's pretty competitive every week. We go to the toughest meets most of the time, and we're going to try to show out this year.
All right, so take us back to when you first started running, you know, whether it'd been in middle school or high school, whenever it was, and just tell us about your journey from then up to now.
So basically, I started in high school my freshman year because football really wasn't working out for me in middle school, and they were reaching out to see if any middle schoolers wanted to run cross country. And so I went to the first practice of the summer, and coaches told me right away that I could be something special. And that's basically kind of what happened. My first ever race, I ran an 18:33 5K, which is pretty fast, I mean, I guess for first freshman time. And then during that season, I got all the way down to 18:11, which, I mean, it was the third fastest freshman time on the team. And it kind of went, like, it progressed just a little bit going from freshman year to sophomore year, just because, like, the jump wouldn't be as high just because I had a pretty successful freshman season. So sophomore year was pretty frustrating to me because I only went down to 17:40. But after this past track season, breaking 4:55 in the mile, going 4:52, and just going to summer conditioning all summer really set me up for a great first race of the season this past weekend, running a 16:59 5K and hoping to hopefully break that 16:30 barrier really soon.
So you were talking about conditioning. How tough is the conditioning for cross country?
So it basically gets us back into shape after a two-week rest from the track season to the start of cross country, and we progressively get harder. Like, for example, our long runs to start off were maybe only like 5 or 6 miles, and now and at the end of summer it was about 9 to 10 miles every long run, and then workouts would just drop harder, and it was more building up our cardio, like tempos is like in between race pace and a regular run pace. Mm-hmm. So we do those, and then at the beginning, and now we're doing like more hard interval stuff, going shooting for those hard times.
Speaking of hard interval stuff, take us through some of your hardest / favorite workouts that Coach O'Brien usually have you guys do around middle to the end of the season.
So we actually just did a workout yesterday that actually, I mean, it worked us pretty hard, and I mean, we got better because of it. It was repeat 800s at a certain pace, and we were on a 5-minute cycle, so you basically only get like 2 minutes of rest after every single one, and we progressively got faster each one. But that's one of my favorites. Another one, definitely K intervals, just going in on those Ks. And another one, really, I really like fartleks, which are like a certain amount of minutes on and then also a certain amount of minutes off. And just those pace changes really just help us kick it into gear and at the end of races.
So I know for cross country, the weather can be tough sometimes. How do you guys, how do you guys are able to, like, fight through the weather when it's, you know, because I know it can be muddy some days and sunny some days. How do you guys fight through that?
We just go through the mindset that every team is dealing what we have to deal with, and we're just going to have to out-tough them, you know, just out-fight them. Like, many meets last year, we were I mean, we had very, very bad conditions. Justin can attest to it.
Horrible.
Yes. Dude, I saw the one where they were showing it on Wake Up Warren. It was like when y'all were in the mud and like you guys, like there was the one dude, he was like covered like to like head to toe in mud. I was like, oh my gosh, that's brutal. Yeah,
that was our Brown County Invitational last year, and that's actually coming up this weekend, so you guys should head out there.
Make sure you go head out. Golly, like I remember seeing that on the TV. I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, they don't cancel those for that?
No, we run through everything.
Like, oh my.
We've run through like 90 degree weather races. And I mean, it just gets brutal.
They only cancel if it's like lightning.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, even if it's like heavy rain, as long as it's not lightning, they don't care at all.
There was a JV race where it was basically flooded. And they still went through with the race.
That's wild. Like, you ran in the freshman-sophomore race, right?
Yeah, it wasn't even that bad.
It wasn't that bad for him. I had to race in the JV race.
Where he was covered in mud. Shout out to Haziel Gayton.
Haziel?
The entire course, think about it, 5K, 3.1 miles, the entire course was a good 3 to 4 inches of straight mud the entire time.
To put it into perspective, I had to throw away my spikes after the race, and I had the best of it.
I had to throw away my socks afterwards.
So speaking of the young guys, how are the freshmen this year? Is there any promise, or do you don't know right now?
I'd like to say they do have some promise. We have a couple of freshmen that are really trying to make a move, just moving up on our depth chart, you know. like one, Gabe Wagner, he's been working all summer with us. So it was like Pryor and Gabe Simon as well. They've been with us the whole summer, and we've seen them progress. Like their first ever 3K workout that we did, they definitely PR'd from middle school to now, and I think they show a lot of promise. They just need to keep working hard and showing us that they deserve those spots.
Yeah, talking about the freshman class, now let's talk about the team as a whole. Really go down the line, you know, what is you guys, top 7, top 10, and how do you guys think you guys are going to fare this season in your team goals for the year?
So we have a really good individual, KJ Bai. He got 6th at the Harrison West Lafayette invite this weekend, running a 16:04. And I mean, he just, sky's the limits for him. He hopefully can get on our top 10 leaderboard for seniors in the 5K. And we really weren't at our full potential on Saturday because we were missing two of our top 7 runners, two of our top 5 even. And even though we were missing them, we still had a great day. We had, so it went KJ by me with a 16:59, and then Jacob Hartman, 17:23, and Xavier Wills, 17:39, to cap off the top 4. And then Branson Dow came in at 18:20 for top 5. And I mean, it just shows how great we run as a pack. And how we need to stick together in those races, because all the places count, because in a span of like 11 seconds you can get 11 runners in, and that makes or breaks your winning chances.
Yeah, so talk about your season goals. What do you guys think you can achieve realistically towards the end of the season, as far as it making the state as a team or making it as an individual? You know, what does Coach O'Brien tell you guys every day?
I'm really hoping that we make it to state as a team. It'll be really close and competitive at semi-state, because we by far have the hardest one, where like 4 of the top 5 teams that placed at state last year were probably from our semi-state in Shelbyville. And hopefully, just when we get our top runners back, we can be under full potential and work as a pack with our 3 through 5 guys, trying to just stick together and just cut off as many guys as we can towards the finish, just to make our spot in the state.
So yeah, the big question: do you guys think you guys are a state championship team, or maybe a little under that, or?
Hopefully, I definitely know that we are not at the caliber of a state championship team, just because other schools like Carmel, they are just like, they are running schools. They have over 15 state titles in cross country. Wow. We aren't at that level just yet, but I feel like in the future, we will definitely have state caliber teams. Just right now, I think that we're a little young and inexperienced to handle like the what's it called? Professionalism of of the Carmel and top guys.
All right. So thank you, Mr. Sasser. Oh,
thank you, guys.
Stay tuned for the next edition of the Inside the Huddle
Podcast. Welcome to another episode of Inside the Huddle Podcast. I'm Colin Echols, sitting down, as always, to Zai Railford. To Zai, how you doing, sir?
Great. It's a pleasure to be on this with you, Colin.
For sure. Pleasure to be on this with you as well. And we do have two members from the boys soccer organization here at Warren Central High School. Y'all two go ahead and introduce yourselves.
I'm Gabe Wells.
And I'm Jonathan Guzman.
All right. So both of you, Gabe, I believe you're on varsity, right?
Yes, sir.
And then Jonathan, you are JV or varsity?
Yes, sir. JV.
JV. All right, cool. So both of you, I know obviously you're on two different teams. How's the season going for each of you?
It's been a struggle so far. We're looking pretty good. We're just focusing more on the postseason and getting prepared for that.
Okay.
So
I feel like for both JV and varsity, we started off the season with like a lot of injuries, and that caused like a lot of because we faced a lot of good teams off the season, so that caused us to play not so great. But now we're getting our players back. We're probably gonna do better from now on.
So to start off the season, like, what kind of goals did you set for yourself individually wise and as a team?
I mean, individually, we're all just trying to improve, get ready to be as good as we can, as we're prepared to go to college and all that. As a team, we're trying to make it at least to regionals this year, get as far as we can to the MIC, and just get as good as the record as we can.
Individually, like, I started off the season with like an ankle sprain, and I was like, I wasn't playing anything. I was just trying to recover. Like start off the season, but as a team, we just want to focus on like communication between each other, because individually we're all good. It just depends on how we blend together.
Team bonding.
Yeah.
All right. So you guys did say, Gabe, I think you were the one that keyed in on this, that season kind of started off as a struggle, but you said it's going a little bit better now. It's getting a little bit more fluent. What's the difference between, you know, the beginning of the season when you guys, besides injuries, obviously, what's the difference between the beginning of the season when you guys were kind of in a slump versus now where you guys are a little more fluent and a little more together?
Yeah, we're all just getting to learn how to play with each other. We're definitely learning each other's play styles, how each other, like, how they work, and we're just playing off each other. And now that we've, like, worked on the basics a lot during the year, so we've gotten those down. Now we just keep progressing towards a better season.
Jonathan, do you have anything to add to that?
Considering that we started off with like a new head coach, we had to adapt to that. And also, since the new coach has a different play style, it's like starting off with a whole new like mindset.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, Gabe, earlier you mentioned heading into the postseason. So, like, who's in the headphones? Everybody wants to know who's in the headphones before a big game. Who do you listen to?
One of our captains, Kenny. He's like our motivational speaker almost every game. He really tries to get everyone hyped up, and he just really inspires everyone to play as well as they can.
So is there like a song that goes along that you guys listen to that hypes you up, or is it just the motivational?
Just motivation.
Yeah.
Coach always prepares like a quote for each game to try to get everyone hyped up, and Kane just, I mean, he mainly focuses on how we struggle in the past and how we really want to improve and show everyone that we're better than what our record shows.
I got you, for sure. So, you know, moving forward, obviously you guys do play a lot of good teams. All the teams in the MIC, some teams from outside the MIC. Who are your two personal favorite teams to play? And then also, who do you think are your toughest opponents each year?
So I love playing North Central. I go to club with all those guys, play with them year round and all that. And it's just a really fun game, back and forth. It's exciting. There's never, like, a dual moment in it.
Right.
And I think North Central is also one of the toughest opponents. Every year in MIC, they always finish first or second. They're always a top team. So they're a really good team to face. And another team that I just love playing is New Pal. It's not necessarily our toughest game. It's more of one of the easier ones. But it really gets everyone a chance to showcase their abilities and what they can do.
Right.
And then I think Center Grove is also the second toughest team we face. They're always really good every year. So, yeah.
Jonathan, how about you? How are your favorite teams to play?
Yeah, when it comes to varsity and JV, they're both similar, especially North Central. But I would say Center Grove was a really tough team yesterday, and also North Central, of course. But I think we all have fun when we face Ascena, whether that's in, like, a scrimmage or just in season. Also, right. New Pal, but we only played 40 minutes this year.
Why was that?
They didn't have enough players, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wait, for New Pal?
Yeah, New Pal only had, like, 13 players.
Yeah, a lot of their players quit, so they had to make a varsity and JV team with the NCAA players.
Yeah. All right, yeah. That makes some sense. So, moving forward in the season, obviously there's a decent stretch of time before you guys get to the postseason, I believe. Give or take a little bit.
Like 5 games, right?
So it's like 3 weeks, yeah.
So there's a little bit of time before postseason. You know, what's kind of the whole mindset going into that? Does the game plan or anything change going into the postseason, or is it still going to kind of be the, the same basic thing? I want you both to give your opinion on this.
So it's the same game plan, but while the whole season we're trying to work on the game plan, we're hoping to have it perfected by postseason and just play as well as we are able to. It's the same thing. We're going to keep doing the same things that have made us successful this season and just keep doing that stuff.
Ever since I got injured, I've been just watching a lot of the JV and varsity play, and I've noticed that both of the coaches on JV and varsity have tried to, like, change the players around to find their best, like, lineup.
Okay.
And I feel like they're still doing that. And that might be why, like, maybe we're, like, having a rough start. But as soon as we get, like, that perfect lineup, I think we'll be good for, like, the MIC or regionals.
So really at this point, you guys are just looking for that perfect, like, that perfect point, the high point in the lineup and the play style.
Yeah, we've just been working on it the whole season. So, I mean, we got to keep working on it. It's not there yet, but with enough practice, we'll be able to get to where we want to be.
For sure. And then, you know, moving forward, you know, you said obviously everyone wants to have a deep run into sectionals, regionals, stuff like that. How do you both individually think you guys are going to do when it comes to that time?
Like individually as a team? Or?
as a team.
Yeah. Oh. It just depends how we play, the mistakes we make. I mean, one mistake can totally lose the game for us.
Right.
But at the same time, just like one good breakaway, one lucky chance can really help us win a game. So I think if we play as well as we're supposed to and we get some luck on our side, we could easily win sectionals, make it to at least the regional championship. So, yeah.
Cool. Jonathan, what do you think?
I feel like it all depends on that day. If, like, on that day we're clicking together and we play good and everything goes right, anything could really happen. And once we're given the chance, I think we would, like, dominate. So hopefully that day comes.
For sure. Well, I do wish you guys the best of luck for the rest of the season. Hopefully you guys do make the big run into sectionals that you did have. Guys, make sure you do stay tuned in because we do have some more interviews coming up here in just a few minutes. You're listening to the Inside the Huddle podcast. You're on the sports voice here, Warren Central Warriors, 91.1 WEDM.
We're here with some of the Warren Central varsity girls soccer team. And in the studio today, we have Carly and Judson.
You already know what it is.
Would you guys like to introduce yourselves?
Oh, I'm Deja.
I'm Anaya.
Now, so far, how has your guys' season been?
It's going. We still have improvements, but every game we're getting better.
I agree.
Now, what grade are you two in?
I'm a senior.
I'm a junior.
Now, with being a senior this year, what are some roles that you've played on the team this year?
Well, I've had to learn to speak up more and be more boisterous and express what we need to work on and what we need to correct as a team and as a whole to make ourselves stronger.
Now, being a junior, what are some things that you've learned how to do?
Well, as a captain, I know they expect way more out of me to step up. And since I play defense, they may tell me to fix defense and get them together and fix our middle. So we definitely have to learn how to all communicate better and apply constructive criticism.
I know you guys got a new coach this season. How has that affected you guys?
It really hasn't affected us. Me personally, I had, I've always had men coaches, so I definitely had to learn how to bond with the female coach. And of course, they're harder and they can relate to us more, but they don't expect anything less of us.
So, when's your guys' next game?
Our next game is tonight versus North Central at 7.
And then we also play Franklin Central Saturday at 2.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know you guys have played a couple people this year. What are some teams that you guys have looked forward to or you've played that you looked forward to?
We really look forward to playing against LC because we feel like they're a team that's very athletic and their skills and stuff matches us. So that was one of the schools that we look forward to playing.
From this season to last season, what are some major differences you guys are trying to, like, improve on or, you know, just some stuff like that?
Some things that we're trying to improve on is our communication skills and our bonding as a team. I feel like over time we're slowly grouping and we're working and using each other more and feeding off of each other's energy, and we're connecting our passes and different stuff when we're on the field playing as one.
And to piggyback off of what Deja said, we definitely lost people last year and there was talent. So now we're trying to fill those gaps and make sure that we can fix those missing spots and fill players in there.
Deja, you talked about bonding as, like, you know, something you guys want to improve upon. What is, you know, some activity that you guys do as, like, as a team outside of practice and outside of, like, a soccer to bond and to get better as a team together?
We have a team bonding activity that we plan on doing the next upcoming weeks. And also while we play possession, we also learn we learn how to, like, feed off of each other and learn each other's names and where each other's going, and that helps us connect more.
Now, with mistakes in the game, how do you guys feed off of that into practice to working on those things?
Well, for starters, we have to take those mistakes in the game seriously, and we have to make sure that we learn from those mistakes the next day in practice. So if it's a problem with possessing, then we'll work on possession for a certain amount of minutes in practice. And that does help us if we all take it seriously. It helps us connect together, bond together, because the more we bond, the more we'll trust each other with the balls.
Now, how do the coaches have an impact on you guys on and off the field?
Basically, when we're off the field, they motivate us to keep our heads up and work on our mental more because they want us to push ourselves to overdo what hasn't been done.
Yeah, mentality is a big one. Like, we all have a different mental, and we're not going to say that every game is good because it's not. But something coaches can't coach is the effort and the ability to want to play. They can coach, like, how to do this and how to do that, but the effort has to be there. So they try to just keep us motivated and try to help us prepare for the game the best way we can possible before the game and at practice.
So we talked about games you already played and you looked forward to playing. What about the upcoming games you're looking forward to playing? Who are some of those teams?
Well, today we have North Central. We're definitely looking forward to them because we had a decent practice yesterday, and we believe we can learn from the mistakes that we made on Monday. Also, we have Pike coming up, which we were pretty good matched with them when we scrimmaged them. So I believe those two games are major ones that are winnable.
Now, on game days, what are some things that you guys do to prepare yourself for these games?
We make sure that we eat proper meals and certain nutrition stuff that will help us stay very fit and active on the field. We also have good motivational talks before we go on the field to, like, really prepare our mental, like, you feel me? We got it, you know?
How important has it been forming a new bond with, you know, with your new coach, Coach Burchett? Has it been, you know, hard, or has it been easy? Has she been, you know, welcoming, or how has it been just bonding with her?
Personally, for me, I say in the beginning, we bumped heads slightly. Like, we had disagreements, and which that's not just me. It's, like, me and, like, four other players. But as the season go on, you try to, like, look at their perspective from things. Like, we may be in the game, and we feel like we just want to give up, and they're on the bench even more irritated because they, like, have to watch that and all that stuff. So the more that we bond with them, the more we can see their perspective and their point of view as to why they work for so hard for us to get better. So we just have to work with that.
Me personally, it's been a challenge because there's a difference between the teacher Burchett and the coach Burchett. Because I had a bond with the actual teacher, but the coach, it took us a minute before, like, we actually clashed. And now that, you know, I like to speak my opinion and stuff more, it is more of a challenge because I can't always express my beliefs.
Now this season, what are some goals that you both have had?
Well, me personally, I've had concussions every 3 years I've been here, so my goal was to not have a concussion and be able to play in sectionals for the first time. Also, I wanted to win sectionals because our matchup is very winnable. As long as we bring the effort and we're ready to compete, then it's there.
My goals for this season was always to get stronger and to become like a better defender. I did achieve my goals of being able to kick long balls because I haven't been able to do those all 4 years. And I've been learning to speak up more and talk because I feel like that's something that I didn't used to do because I used to be like so shy and stuff. But I feel like I've overcame those challenges.
Now, with your guys' injuries, what are some things that, like, when you guys sat out, what are some things that made you look forward to, like, coming back? What are some things that motivated you?
Some things that definitely motivated me is how I saw some of our players giving up. So that made me want to come back so I could be that voice on the field. Even though I was still talking to them on the bench and trying to boost them and uplift them as much as possible, it's different when you're sitting on the bench rather than when you're on the field and you can explain to them more like what exactly they can do to improve. Because that once you have a player, it's different from like a coach yelling at you and saying stuff, which they shouldn't always have to do. But if us as players can bond together, then that just makes it 10 times easier for us to come back and actually help our team improve their game. Thanks.
Well, I think that's the end of our podcast. Thank you two for coming in and giving us some information on how your guys' team and season is going.
You're welcome.
That's another edition of Inside the Huddle here. We'll be back next week. They post at 3:00 on Thursdays. Do you guys have any last words to say?
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us. Come support.
Woo! All right, then.